Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, and welcome back to Survival Mode Exit, Thrive Mode Activated. Today we're diving into something super important, creating that elusive, beautiful thing called work-life balance. You know the feeling, right? That constant tug of war between crushing it at work and actually having a life outside of spreadsheets and meetings? Ever feel like you're constantly running on empty? Like your days are just one long blur of deadlines and to-dos? Well, let me tell you, you're not alone. In today's hustle culture, it feels like everyone's competing for the title of most productive, but what about our own well-being? It's time we start prioritizing self-care, because a truly successful life is one where both your professional and personal realms are thriving. So, how do we actually achieve this mythical balance? It's not some magical formula, folks, it's about making conscious choices and setting boundaries. But trust me, the payoff is huge. Let's break down 5 key strategies that can help you ditch the survival mode and activate your thrive mode. First up, define your priorities. Seriously, take a moment to reflect on what truly matters to you. Is it spending quality time with loved ones? Pursuing your hobbies? Maybe it's simply having enough energy to enjoy a good night's sleep. Knowing your non-negotiables will help you make decisions that align with your values, both at work and outside of it. Think about it like this. If your priorities were the ingredients in a recipe, what are the must-haves? What can be left out or scaled back to make room for those key elements? Next, learn to say no. This one is tough, I get it. But saying, yes, to everything only leads to burnout and resentment. It's okay to decline extra projects, social commitments, or even just calls that aren't essential. Remember, your time is valuable, so protect it. Think of it like this. Would you say, yes, to someone constantly asking for a favor without reciprocating? Probably not. So why do we allow ourselves to be treated differently at work? Now, set boundaries. This applies to both your work and personal life. Maybe that means setting specific hours when you're unavailable for emails or phone calls outside of work. Or maybe it's about designating certain days or evenings as screen-free, time to reconnect with yourself and loved ones. Boundaries create space for rest, rejuvenation, and genuine connection, things that are essential for a fulfilling life. Schedule time for self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, though those are awesome. It's about making time for activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Whether it's reading, taking walks in nature, practicing yoga, or simply having a cup of tea and enjoying some quiet time, prioritize these moments of self-indulgence. Remember, you can't pour from an empty cup. Finally, be kind to yourself. This journey is about progress, not perfection. There will be days when you feel like you're nailing it, and days when you feel completely off balance. That's normal. The key is to practice self-compassion and keep moving forward. Remember, you're doing your best, and that's all that matters. Okay, let's bring this to life with a real-world example. Imagine Sarah, a busy marketing manager who always feels overwhelmed. She works late nights, misses out on family dinners, and rarely gets enough sleep. Sound familiar? Well, Sarah decides to implement some of these strategies. She starts setting boundaries by turning off work notifications after 6 p.m. and dedicating weekends for family time. She schedules regular yoga sessions to de-stress and makes sure to get at least 7 hours of sleep each night. The result? Sarah feels more energized, focused, and present in both her professional and personal life. Remember, creating a healthy work-life balance isn't about finding perfect equilibrium. It's about making choices that align with your values and priorities. It's about recognizing your worth and investing in your well-being. You deserve to thrive, not just survive. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one small step you can take today to prioritize self-care? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag me on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, remember, survival mode exit, thrive mode activated.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.